matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, Melinda, thank you for being here today. Sorry about all the nonsense with you and Marco. You said you guys have been fighting a lot. Like, we hate hearing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I guess it's somewhat understandable. Like, it's been a few months now, you know? Like, I don't know what time you're supposed to really let your crazy out, but, like, I think I've done a good job until recently.
Until recent? Okay, so
yeah.
So what happened?
You snapped.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but I don't think it's just been one thing. Like, it's just how things go, I think. Just to let the other person know, you know, like, the things they need to know.
No.
But not.
No. I do not know.
What'd you find out about Marco?
Like, nothing bad. Just a few things that might need, like, a little massaging. Like, he's a bit rough in some areas, but with a few changes.
Okay, you could bring him right back to factory settings. Standard male.
Something like that, yeah.
We were talking about him like his project. Was there, like, a timeline here or something? Like, after you pass a few months, it's... What?
Boyfriend material time, right? Oh. Like, start whipping him into shape? Is that what we're talking about?
No, I mean, don't get me wrong. He's already boyfriend material, but, like, there are just some things I wish he'd be more, like, willing to do, maybe.
Are they things that you can talk about now?
On the radio?
I mean, I guess so. He's one of these, I don't know, like, he's just not willing to hang out with my family a whole lot. Like, I know how that sounds, but we're all pretty close. Okay. And I don't know, it would just be nice to see him make more of an effort there, like, without being asked. Kind of like a willingness thing. He's just not been great at that.
Wait, how long have y'all been dating?
A little over 2 months.
And you already want to introduce him to your family?
No, I mean, he's already met them.
Oh.
That ship has sailed. Oh, yeah. Okay. He went to my younger sister's birthday party last month, so he ran into them there, and, like, most of the people. It wasn't even weird. They didn't try to grill him or, you know, like, extract his life story or anything. Just a bit of what he's all about, like, that sort of thing.
Well, how did that go? Was it testy?
No. It was just fun.
Sure.
Fun.
Yeah, but would he agree with that assessment? Like, you're sure nothing weird happened?
Your dad wasn't trying to, like, run his plates and do a background check while your recently disgraced former FBI uncle tried to get his DNA off a water glass or something?
Nothing like that?
No, and that's, like, weirdly specific.
You know, doing our due diligence and reading a lot of crime novels lately. So that's the issue, though, right? Like, he doesn't like your family?
I never said that exactly. He just...
Sorry.
Like, he could just be more enthusiastic, maybe, like, when they're around. I don't know. He just seems, like, put out sometimes.
Well,
you know?
Okay. We are offering a pretty sweet free date here. How do you think this is going to help that situation, you know?
I mean, I don't know. I'm just hoping, like, maybe it can butter him up a little. Like, I do something nice for him, and maybe he does something nice for me. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay. All right. So you're not worried at all that he might just turn this date down?
No way. Like,
okay.
He's going to say yes. I'm just hoping this thing takes the edge off. And I just feel like we need something to bring us together. Like, we need a win, you know?
Takes the edge off. That is what we do. So let's call Marco, see what he has to say. That's coming up next with Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Okay, so Melinda and Marco have been dating for 2 months.
Yeah.
He's met not our entire family.
That's impressive.
Enough.
Honestly. Yeah, it really is. And
he said most.
Yeah, got some of them knocked out. You know what I mean? It's pretty good.
But now she's not really hearing back from him all of a sudden.
No.
Could that have something to do with it?
Hmm.
I feel like yes, but let's get him on the phone and find out. Hey, is this Marco?
What's up? Who's this?
Hey, Marco, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. We're calling you today because someone actually entered you to win this date night package that we give away on our radio show.
Sorry, what is it?
So that's up to you, honestly. So you'll get to do whatever you want to do and go wherever you want to go, but you have to agree to use it with the person who signed you up to win it.
Okay, but it better be Melinda, because otherwise this is going to be bad.
No. Well, yes. Yes, it is. It is Melinda.
Thankfully.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I was about to get real awkward. You know?
All right. Well, thank goodness for that. Okay. So, Marco, you and Melinda, we feel good about this?
Yeah.
Wait. Y'all talked to her or something?
We did, yes. Very helpful.
Yep.
Like I said, I just want, like, we could use a smooth night out. Don't you think? Like, just the two of us? I know it's been a little stressful for the last few weeks, so.
Yeah,
we were chatting. Melinda mentioned that. I don't know. There could be some, like, I don't know. Is there family drama or something at play here?
Okay, I did not say that.
Okay, we did.
Right.
We did. But is that what's going on here, Marco?
I mean, yeah, in a way at least. Like, I don't know any guy's going to, you know, be happy about the kind of situation I'm in.
I mean, it's not that big a deal, though. I don't understand. They like you. My family likes you.
Are you, Melinda, it's a week and a half in Cabo.
Wait, what
sorry?
Now?
Sorry, what all did she tell you guys?
Not that.
Yeah.
Not that. Whatever that
well,
is.
Well, I
no.
mean, I want us to spend more time together in general, but yeah, my sister invited us on a trip to Mexico with her and her husband. I mean, it's a free trip to Mexico. Who turns that down? Plus, it's just like the perfect chance to get to know them more.
Well, it's a chance.
I mean, you say it's a free trip, but I'm going to be paying for it one way or another. No, no offense. All right. I know them enough already. I don't need to spend 10 days with them nonstop with no escape to get to know them. I mean, that's, at this point, that's just asking a lot. They aren't my family.
So you're just going to turn me down. I already said we'd go because it's free, and it's not like you hate them or anything. Like, you have to go. You can't pass this up. Don't be an idiot.
Stop it. Just stop. And look, guys, I'm sure y'all don't want to be in the middle of this. Surely you have better things to be doing.
Not really.
That's...
No.
Okay. Well, look, I just don't know why this is so hard for her to understand. We've only been dating a couple months now. I don't want to go on vacation with her and her family. I just don't.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to be able to tell him no. Like, I already said I was going and that you were coming with me. So if you don't go now, they're going to take it personally. And I'm going to have to deal with the fallout. Like, just do the right thing, okay? Like, poor Marco having to take a week and a half to visit a luxury all-inclusive resort in Mexico with his girlfriend. Oh, cry me a river.
That does sound real bad.
No, again, that's where you're wrong. Like, I'm paying for it. One way or another, believe me, I'm paying for this trip. And it, honestly, Melinda, it's pretty messed up to commit me to something before you've asked me and then try and pressure me into going after the fact. That's unfair. I wish you'd have just talked to me in the first place.
Sorry. I didn't know that extended to, like, exotic romantic vacations.
I don't, well, look, how about y'all, like, work this all out over dinner, okay? Like, it's our treat. Hang on the line. We'll get everything set up, okay?